Area 54. Elevator music from the mothership.
Thank you. Area 54 transmission is coming to you from the outer reaches of the galaxy, bouncing off the satellites, traveling at light speed through the universe, straight from the very heart of the mothership.
Thank you. 1. We seem to be picking up some interference. It sounds like music. Strange music.
Thank you. Mike with the Area 54, music from Cicada. Play a track called All About You off of their self-titled debut release. Underworld was in there with Best Mamgu Ever. I hear Cicada's working on a new release, actually.
Wonder if it's going to be the same as... Like, they had that kind of mix of disco, 80s, and actually kind of a rock sound, kind of a crunchy rock sound to them, too.
You know it was successful. I'm imagining it's going to sound the same. I've actually heard a track of theirs that they released already. I think if you go to their MySpace site, it's up.
It's up on their MySpace site.
Doesn't it sound kind of the same?
It does sound the same.
More of the same, Tim.
I would believe so.
Underworld, speaking of more of the same, we have Best Mamgu Ever off of Oblivion with Bells. These guys are they're the headliner of a big techno thing, and that's a concert that's happening in Belgium. If you have time to fly over there and have the money. It's called I Love Techno, and there's like some really big artists there, but Underworld is the headliner, and I don't really consider Underworld techno, but...
Well, they're still considered techno. It all started from that movie, didn't it?
Yeah,
That movie, Trainspotting. Yeah, they became pigeonholed as techno artists, and the stuff isn't really anything like... They're nothing like that anymore.
They ain't?
They ain't nothing like that.
No, but you know, imagine... I haven't seen Underworld out live. They came here to the States and did, what, three little shows in support of their album? Last winter, right. But I'd like to see him in a setting where there's 100,000 people in these halls. It's a huge venue that they're playing in.
And if they played some techno, that would be fine for me, because you know it would be good. They're pretty talented guys.
They are. Caged Baby, they're also working on new material. We played a track off of their album, We'll See You Now. We played Never See More, and I'm looking forward to a new release from them for sure. Really like that album.
Me too.
Massive Attack, we talked about that. Their release is pushed back till next spring. We went back to Mezzanine and pulled a track off of that called Teardrop, probably
Massive Attack.
Most famous song off that release.
Oh yeah, a great song off of it. Massive Attack actually has been known that you know, it's a pretty known thing in the industry that these guys are perfectionists. One little thing goes wrong, that you know, they won't release anything until they think it's perfect, and they don't really seem to care about anything but just making sure that whatever they're happy with their product. And so damn the record labels and the torpedoes, and we're going to push this thing back. But fine, if they come out with a better product, that's fine. I can wait. Can you?
Damn the torpedoes, Tim.
Mike's a little bit less. He's not as patient as I am.
Not when it comes to Massive Attack. No, it's been a long time.
No, it has. Well, and you know, Mike's still bitter because one time we waited almost a decade for an album of theirs to come out, and it sucked. 100th Window came out, and we were both really angry. Like,
it wasn't a full decade though.
But it was pretty long.
Felt like it. You know, I definitely aged in the meantime.
You did. You became grumpier too.
Yeah.
Hey, appreciate you tuning in to Area 54. We're the Chill Show here on 94.7 FM, Alternative Portland. Got a great set coming out for you next. We're going to start it off with a band out of DC, Thunderball, versus their label friend Liftoff. The song's called Welcome Back, Cooper. You listen to Tim and Mike. It's Area 54 and the Chill Show here with you.